ACCA, the world's most forward-thinking professional accountancy body.
Small and medium-sized practitioners today face challenges on many fronts. In this series, brought to you by Accounting and Business magazine, we'll be talking to practitioners around the world about issues surrounding talent management during and post-pandemic, well-being in the workplace, and how to differentiate your firm's brand. We hope you find their insights and tips useful in navigating the changing business environment. The global pandemic has caused stress and anxiety on both professional and personal levels. Practitioners have had to struggle with their own issues while also being responsible for their staff's well-being. In this podcast, we look at some of the practical ways practice leaders can support staff in difficult times. Stacey Ann Golding, FCCA, a former audit partner at KPMG in Trinidad and Tobago, says feelings of isolation among employees is one of the key challenges.
Increasingly, our world citizenry, and by extension our employees, have been building lifestyles that reduce human interaction, whether because of the increased use of emails or phone calls, or we're now meeting virtually versus meeting face-to-face. But this juxtapositioned against the basic human need for direct interaction creates a problem. As human beings, we are not socialized to live in isolation, and therefore the practices of our community need to be reintroduced or even reestablished so that our young people who work with us are able to thrive despite the pandemic.
Dmitry Milishuk, a certified coach for professionals, agrees it's time to use the human touch.
The pandemic has given employers increased visibility into the life struggles of their employees. I think it is important that managers shift the focus from only organizational issues to individual human life experiences. They have to consider their employees not just as numbers on the spreadsheets, but also be genuinely present with each of them during the challenging period.
Practice leaders need to understand that their teams have been through a lot, adds Stacey Ann.
Grief counseling is another responsibility that employers will have to embrace. Unfortunately, death and sickness are foremost in the news, and the happenings around us on a daily basis tend to be negative things. Our mortality faces us every day. And it can be a very intimidating concept to consider, to ponder, or to even just live with. So it's going to be very important that we provide counseling to both allow employees to grieve should they be facing death or have any experience of death of a loved one, but also to be able to recognize that this is part of this process called life and that the future can be positive.
The pandemic has also caused many practitioners to take a fresh look at their careers. Dmitry says that the leaders need to communicate how they can remain an attractive employer as their staff realign their priorities.
Back in 2020, they have even coined the term Great Resignation when many people decided to change their careers. What's driving this talent migration is the need to continue working remotely, to look for a better compensation plan, and of course, to improve the work-life balance. For employers, this is translating into the range of talent policies to retain workers, and those policies include also increased compensation, enhanced learning and development programs, new internal talent mobility opportunities, and of course, online coaching and resilience training to help employees deal with massive disruptions and the new ways of working. I firmly believe that the cornerstone here would be honesty. Honesty from the employer's side in the first place. Employees need to know the truth about their performance and what are the next steps possible in terms of career.
Stacey Ann agrees that practice partners need to formalize this sort of support.
Organizational leaders need to communicate to employees that they and the organizations are there for them. They need to make this message resound clearly in the things they do, the systems they put in place, and there needs to be visible demonstration of that commitment.
It's also vital that employers ensure the corporate culture is fit to support staff suffering from current pressures. Dimitri explains.
Goes without saying that the culture in the workplace needs to be adapted to help employees' well-being. For me, key actions here shall be to destigmatize mental and emotional health and creating new commitments for the hybrid working place. Responsible managers need to start creating a safe environment at work where everyone, every employee, feels that it is okay to share feelings and it is okay to be weak sometimes. Also, you as a manager need to strike the balance between the overwhelming number of online meetings, which are annoying and at times cause more harm than good, and the necessity to keep in touch with every employee, every remote employee, even more important.
Stacey Ann agrees, and leaders need to show empathy, she says.
Empathy is a concept that many persons perhaps may believe that they understand, but it's a very deep and complex issue, especially when we are going through things that we have never faced before. So it's important that our organizational leaders demonstrate empathy in the things that they do. So it's a visible demonstration of caring about someone, even though you don't necessarily understand or fully have experienced what they are going through.
And what can employees do to help themselves through difficult times?
The responsibility to improve the well-being lies not only with the managers, but with the employees themselves. And they can do many things to improve all aspects of the well-being for them. I believe having meaningful friendships in both your personal and work life is one of the key predictors to long-term happiness. Building strong bonds in the workplace can also help with the feelings of loneliness, which have become prevalent nowadays. Employers, on their side, may also start with offering employees opportunities to be involved in their local community, in the life of their local community as well. It will deepen the ties an employee has to their employer, their local community, and the planet.
Stacey Ann agrees that creating a sense of being in it together is a huge help.
I'd also say to our employees, develop your kindness muscle. You would like kindness to be shared and extended to you. So display empathy and be open and willing to encourage your teammates. Be positive and, where necessary, share your experiences with others. We will make it through this pandemic and through this rather challenging life journey once we have a community of soldiers who we're able to share and encourage as we go along.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please like, subscribe, and share it with colleagues who might also find it useful. For more insights from Accounting and Business Magazine, visit abmagazine.accaglobal.com.
This podcast was brought to you by ACCA. Find out how we think ahead at accaglobal.com.